I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Guatemala, the country's first modern-day gold mine has produced a kind of anti-gold fever. There's growing debate across Latin America about whether these mines are worth the problems that come with them. Catherine Elton reports from Guatemala.
Jobs in the mountainous farming town of Sipacapa are scarce. Illiteracy is rampant, and poverty is relentless. No one would ever have suspected that the town was sitting on a gold mine. Literally. Sipacapa and the neighboring municipality of San Miguel de Chahuacan are the site of what is about to be Guatemala's first modern-day gold mine. It's called the Marlin Mine, and a subsidiary of Canadian-owned Glamis Gold owns it. The mine is currently under construction. Company representatives say it will be a source of jobs and development for the area. Mine officials say between income taxes and the 1% royalty on the price of gold, they expect the mine to pump over $60 million into the country before it shuts down in 2014.
So that's quite a bit of money. That's just one mine.
Steve Bauman is Glamis Gold's vice president for Central America.
You know, things that are grown are things that are mined. It's wealth creating. Mining helped make the United States what the United States is. That's what made Chile what Chile is today. It's got the same potential in Guatemala.
But the news of buried treasure hasn't sparked the reaction that one might expect. Some outraged villagers say the mine is a bad deal for locals, most of whom are Maya Indians. Timoteo Tujil is one of them.
The Spanish came here 500 years ago. They took things. They took gold. They came to cheat people by giving them mirrors for their gold. Now they want to leave 1%. We know about being cheated.
Maya activists and the Catholic Church in Guatemala claim the Marlin Mine contract is illegal. They say it was granted without consulting the local indigenous communities, as is required by international agreements that Guatemala ratified. And critics of the mine also say the open pit design and use of cyanide to leach the gold out of the ore put local water supplies at risk. Protesters took to the streets in the nearby town of San Marcos to demand the cancellation of the Marlin Mine contract and a halt to any new ones. This was one of several protests about the mine, one of which turned violent. At that protest, a demonstrator was killed in a clash with police. All this appears to have gotten the government's attention. It recently announced that it was imposing a moratorium on new mining contracts that could last for years. In the interim, it will meet with mining opponents to negotiate changes to the country's mining law. But the already signed Marlin contract is not up for discussion.
Unilaterally, the Guatemalan government, if it breaks the contract, has to pay dearly.
Guatemalan Vice President Eduardo Stein.
We would have to pay for the entire investment, and then we would have to pay for damages for the profit that they didn't get for the next 10 years. No, this is very serious business.
The company says the mine will be up and running by the end of the year. Mine opponents in Sipacapa say they will do anything to stop it, and they don't rule out using violence. One thing that's certain is that this mine will be watched closely by both sides of the debate. And it will become a test case for the future of an entire industry in Guatemala. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Elton.